Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
To seek out
new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and Eddie Smell.
Hail from the Neverland, presenting Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Fresh out of the shower, people, I did wash my ears and ass. You know what I'm saying? I had to wash my ears and ass. Look on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. God damn it. I had to clean my ass. You know what I'm saying? How the shit is that? You know what I'm saying? God damn.
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you already know. Check it out. It is midnight version, late night version. It ain't a midnight, but it's late night. This is late night version. Star Citizen Melly Pride. You know what I'm saying? We bringing it to you live. And Tuesday time, the Massacre Lane, we're gonna do a little different. You know what I'm saying? Because we are off of our regular scheduled program. Which is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time normally. But due to technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? And my car fucked up. We won't be doing that. And, yeah. And this month's language is Haitian Creole, not Japanese. That can should pretty much tell you where the mind state is at. Yeah.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Yeah. So, that's what we got going on. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, man. And if anybody listens to the archives, you know what I'm saying? I am doing shows at nighttime. So, y'all want to join me live? It's normally 9 p.m. I'm doing them. By the time I get home, I need like 2 hours, you know, to get cleaned up and then commence the show. And Lord willing, by this weekend, we'll be back up. You know what I'm saying, and running steadily. So, yeah. Hey, I already know. And Blog Talk been screwing up like real weird and nutty lately. So I don't know what's exactly going on. But, yeah, it's been screwing up on us. Trying to get into the show and stuff. But, you know, it's all good. We are here. We doing what it do. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Shouts out to my co-host, Mr. Sayonite, who was actually getting a little vacation right now. You know what I'm saying? Until the van gets fixed, and then we'll be back on your regularly scheduled programming. And that's how we do. You know what I'm saying? So, start this thing off so I can crack my bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Ask me how I'm feeling, I'ma say I'm feeling super, super.
Shouts out to Saturday Baby Powder Fresh J, a.k.a. Life After Dusk Live, going down up on the hill. And this shit here is crazy, people. The Blog Talk Radio Network is doing whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And I mean whatever they want to do. But I'm trying to do some backdoor action. You know what I'm saying? Trying to go through the back door. You know what I'm saying? And please, if anybody has epileptic seizures or anything, you might not want to tune in to the show right now. Yeah, fuck around and get vertigo fucking around with the chat room right now. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah. I don't know what that was just the explanation by Ms. Red Shay Shaw. So that was Let's Reflect, my bad. So big ups to that. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, I go ahead and get a couple of people out of the way. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going to do. This is old Slick, man. Let me get him up out of the way. And she don't want to leave the club. Late night tip. And I got some nutty news, people. Got some nutty news coming up for you. And if y'all didn't check out my anti-freeze show, you know what I'm saying? That was My Health, Your Health Monday. All you pet owners, please listen to the show. Very important late night show that I put down for y'all. And if you didn't know, now you know.
On
when I would ride my scooter down to the corner and I couldn't cross the street. But across the street, that was the real world. What is the real world? It is a great deal different than the protected, nurtured environment that most of our children are privileged to grow up in. The real world.
I'm looking for that next top model. So give me your assistance.
No, baby, I'm a stripper.
Let me put it in your end zone.
No fire.
Smoking like some endo. So I rolled up on the light, shouted what it hit for.
The girl, they call me Castle.
And baby, can we get ghosts? I'm talking about pulling off faster than an Enzo. And baby girl, we going to move back to my crib. No, baby, I'ma set you up. And you be screaming, oh yeah. First drop your top. And let me work your waistline out.
I can beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated, never deceived it. If you say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it, never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same, I won't change like the time zone. All back to my home, baby, we can get it on. Like the Marvin Gaye song, I like to see you in a thong. Miss Coke bottle, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie, let's just leave it at that. I'm feeling on you, I keep the mat on you.
I'm deep in me.
Three more girls, line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you, I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
Forrest Gump.
Nobody gives a hunk of shit who you are, puffball. You're not even low life Gump talking maggot. Get your faggoty ass on the bus. You're in the army now.
Flashback like a motherfucker. Yes, people, and I was there. Shouts out to Jaime Garcia.
Was that?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're getting ready, people. I'm simulcasting via TalkShoe. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take you over there to the chat room in just a second. I am setting things up, so y'all get ready and check that out. And your misery will be over in 1 second.
This is another Dead Dog production.
I don't want to moan about it.
find your husband quickly zipping up his pants? Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that 1 out of 3 marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this, you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View,
Star Jones.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps, if you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Party pooper.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS.
Now go my way. We need some space.
girl, get your ass up out of here. You ain't going somewhere, girl. You got to get the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I did this shit wrong, but it's all good. There we go. 44 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Throw some motherfucking back on that clock. Oh, yeah. Late night, we smell so good. Oh, yeah.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Oh, my bad.
Late night rendezvous.
It's okay now. I'm here.
And to Jamie Garcia, Haney. Garcia, brother, I know where you shop at.
www.blowme.com.
Oh.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah. Miss Heavenly Angel, what's up, baby? I ain't got no, let me see what kind of music I got for you. Let me see what I got for you.
It's nice to hear your voice again.
Hear that voice. Let me jump on. What's that?
I'm just chilling and relaxing and listening to you.
Yeah, how your night going so far? What's good with it? There you go. How your night going so far? We in the late night. And
it's going good now that you're on.
What, porno movie in front of a treadmill. Right out of my reach.
That's fine, you're running on the treadmill.
Hopefully he's not naked. You wouldn't want to get that kind of burn if you slip and fell, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Right.
I wonder if you can do two things at once while you're on the treadmill.
I don't know. I ain't not that ambidextrous. You know what I'm saying? It's not that ambidextrous, but more power to you. Yeah.
I guess so.
Right. But, yeah, you know, still going through love, you know. Car problems and everything, you know what I'm saying? But,
nothing like a Ford.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? It's all good. I mean, I inherited a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I bought a brand new one and it started acting up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I bought it half-assed, and that's why I'm getting it half-assed. You know what I'm saying? Getting it half-assed, goddamn it. So I ain't gonna shit on Ford like that. Even though I still don't like Ford vehicles, it's just. They just a pain to fucking work on. You, they left-handed vehicles. I'm a right-handed person, so everything that you do on the right hand, like cars are actually made left and right-handed. Yeah, if people didn't know that, most foreign cars are made right-handed. Everything goes is righty tight or lefty loose. So if you want to take something off, you go to the left to unloosen it. If you want to tighten it up, you go to the right. Well, everything is backwards on the goddamn Ford. Everything. So instead
wow,
of
you mean inside the under the hood?
Yeah. So instead of you everything when you go to loosen it, it's actually you got to go to tightening way. So and actually for you to lefty loosen, you actually have to go to the right to loosen it, and then back to the left to tighten it back up.
That's some madness, and that's supposed to be American made.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Supposed to be fucking American. Good old American school.
Sounds like foreigners put together.
All right. Everybody wonder why you go Toyota and Honda and all the other, you know what I'm saying, Japanese imports or German imports. You know what I'm saying? Nobody don't shop American, man. American is just as real as America. Put it that way. As to speak for the goddamn cars that on the road. That's the quality of America is in Ford. That's found on the roadside dead.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Well, I have a Mitsubishi Eclipse, so
it's,
yeah.
That Mitsubishi's are good, but the Eclipse sucks. No, nothing personal, but that brand of Mitsubishi ain't, you know what I'm saying, like Galant and Mirage, compared to those are reliable cars. That Eclipse is more show body. It was for the looks than more the performance, you know what I'm saying, when they came out with them. So if you haven't had any problem with it, hey, more power to you.
Oh, I got a problem with it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but you know, that's how cars are.
Is it running?
They just got it started. They couldn't figure out why it wouldn't start. They did everything.
Yeah, I don't know why I always play that. I can't even turn that shit no lower than that. Good music, but it's just too loud. Like that jazz though.
So I couldn't get in Talk Shoe.
Yeah, I don't know. The show is on, but it's not on. I don't know what the hell. You know, I guess I think I'm under the wrong impression of just pop up shows, because I was just trying to pop a show up, and it's talking about it's been on for 30 minutes, but it ain't on. You know what I'm saying? I called into it. Actually, we supposed to be on the show right now, and I'm called through TalkShoe, but it's not streaming, it's not recording anything.
Mm.
So I don't know. But
did
that
it fall
is a good
tonight
way.
Or something?
Yeah, I have to look because
there might be a full moon tonight.
Something ain't even right. Something ain't right.
Let me check it out.
Are you bending over? Oh, check out the full moon, everybody. Check out the full moon. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were talking about. You know what I mean? I thought you were looking behind you, girl. I thought you were looking behind you. Shit.
No, bend over.
No.
But I
right.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Oh.
Can I get a
right.
burger?
You know who?
Can I get a hot dog?
Oh, right. You know what
no
you can
no fur burgers,
get.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good one. Thank you.
No.
Yeah, the full moon.
Moon
was Saturday. Full moon was
yeah.
on Saturday the
20th. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Must be an extended full moon.
Mm-hmm. No, I know shit going crazy. And we ain't even gotten to the nutty news. What the hell shit is that? Well, actually, you know, I did read some of the nutty news, so, you know, I got a couple of them out of the way on the last night's show. So, if you check that out, you did hear some of the nutty news that I read out, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, here we
both
go.
Both shows, Saturday and Monday.
What was that? For the Nutty News?
Both shows. On Saturday and Monday. Your late night specials.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the Saturday I didn't get a chance to do the news, though.
You didn't do the news on Saturday, but I'm just saying that both shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm trying to, you know, make sure I keep the shows in now, you know what I'm saying? Have some people, you know, no matter what time I do this motherfucker, 11 o'clock at night, people got damn A. If you like what you hear, it's always something good to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to step aside and let you do your thing.
Well, you do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Because we got 4 minutes and just let the news, so we're going to get into that right after these messages.
Drugs, pain, and have everybody been afraid.
Chosen a few. You may be I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space.
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please. Chosen a few. You may be I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. Your rights don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly flame. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and with a smile trying to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
And have everybody get a break.
It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Okay, it is time for the Nutty News. People, time for the Nutty News. And something strange just happened. It's not as a guest. Yeah, let me see if call is being recorded. Yeah, we are live. Okay. So y'all should be hearing me on. Sorry about that. Let me mute my damn self. And there you go, people. So if y'all click on the link. Wait a minute. This link. Doobie doobie doo. You all should hear me. All right, check that out. Bam. No, click that link. I ain't talking about that. Click that link, man. And then you can hear me via TalkShoe. TalkShoe.com. That's the new craze. That's the new shit. You know what I'm saying? And let me go ahead and beam Miss Heavenly Angel back up in here and let her know that we are official. Official.
Timmy!
All right, you're official. We are official on
TalkShoe.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm in there right now.
Do you hear it?
Let me see. Let me turn the volume up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have to turn
yeah,
one
yeah,
show
I
off.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it.
Yeah, you have to turn one show off and then turn that show on. But the sound quality should be excellent, though.
It is. It's really clear.
Yeah, that shit is just trip, man. See, now what I'm doing is I'm calling through TalkShoe, you know what I'm saying, first, and then I call Blog Talk Radio second. So I'm not even really, I don't know, technically I'm not on their server, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of calling as a guest, I guess you would say. I don't know, I'm not called in direct to Blog Talk, though. So the quality is just like, when I went back and listened to the shows, I was like, damn, this shit looked sound totally, you know what I'm saying, different, and it sounds clear. Plus, everybody can get into the chat room, and you ain't got to be a guest. You don't have to log in if you don't want to. You can be a guest and, you know what I'm saying, and participate. So that's the other thing,
like
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Yeah, that everybody can say, hey, I'm guest too, so. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
Yeah, you're guest two, I'm guest three.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, I'm regular game radio, but I re-signed in because I just figured out how to get the damn call to start, and that's what I was.
I see. You're number
but
one.
It's Ball Talk. Yeah, it is.
So where's Goofy Bone?
Make a member thing. No, you ain't got to make no membership. No, you don't. All you got to do is click on the link and click on guest. Yes, you want to sign in as a guest. And there you go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It don't require you to have to sign in. There you go.
Goofy Bone. He popped in the chat. Now he's not even.
Nah, yeah,
he's in the room, but where is he?
He probably smoking, man. Knowing him, it's late night. He puffing on the heavy bag. Smoking, token, and locum. But check this out, people. If y'all happen to be checking us out on TalkShoe right now, or if y'all want to check us out on TalkShoe, you can actually call in, too. The call-in number is 724-444-7444, a whole bunch of goddamn foes. And then you type in 43793 and the pound, and then you can actually talk to me over the phone. It's like listening, it's just like calling over the phone. If you don't want to listen through the chat, same exact thing like Blog Talk. same exact shit. But
Goofy Bomb could be rolling something else, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, he's working on music. Oh, that's right, I forgot. He do got new projects. Hardest working Mexican this side of the border, boy, I tell you. Talking about. All right, well, check this out. Let's go ahead and get into some news. We ain't had another news in the live in a good little minute. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right.
I know what you're saying.
And we're going to... Did the who, the what, the... Oh, yeah, go ahead and tell her what time it is. What time is the Heavenly Angel?
You already know what time it is. Time to get that nutty on, baby.
Then you go. We got to work on that. We got to work on that, people. We sharpening that up. We sharpening that.
Yeah. Working on it, baby. Working on it.
Oh, and this is, I believe this is a first timer right here, man. We over here in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which I didn't know there was a Democratic Republic, but hey. No, wait a minute. What's Washington, D.C.? That's the Democratic Republic, ain't it? What is D.C.?
D.C.?
Oh,
yeah.
No, District of Columbia. No, that's
District of Columbia, yeah.
Okay, that's just the District of Columbia. That's right. Okay. So never mind. But anyway, its aircraft crashes after a crocodile on board escapes. Y'all crazy as hell. The plane came down despite no apparent mechanical problems during the internal flight in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It has now emerged that the crash was caused by the concealed reptile escaping and causing a stampede in the cabin, throwing the aircraft off balance, causing the plane to crash, killing the pilot and 19 others. Guess what? The crocodile survived the crash only to be killed with a blow from a machete.
What?
Damn.
Wow.
That's some scary shit too though. I could really see all the people jumping up. And seeing this goddamn crocodile come from the back of the plane. You know what I'm saying? Snapping and shit. Man. But to the victim. Damn. 20 people died just that quick. Hey,
wow.
Y'all might kill one bird with a lot of stones, goddammit. God
killing a lot of birds with one stone.
Oh, like one, you know what the fuck I'm saying. Shit.
Yeah. I got you on that.
Over here in Hartford, I do believe that's Connecticut. Or is that Philadelphia? Oh, it might be Philly. Oh, okay, well, we're in Hartford either way. And, wait a minute. I got to do something before I even read this real quick. Excuse me, people. You will understand in just a moment. Just for this. Anybody hear what he said? My life been better when I've been on crack. All right. Just to read this story. Man is killed for $5 hit of crack. Yeah. Dennis Hanton had offered to take care of Eugene Country Tobin for a $5 hit of crack cocaine, police said. So Hanton quickly became a suspect when Tobin was fatally stabbed on Weathersfield Avenue, but police couldn't find him. Police in Philadelphia fined Hanton, and he was charged with murder. He was arraigned and remains in custody on $1.5 million bond. Wow. Shout out to Blessed Angel Eyes, too, man. I seen she popped up off up in here. That's what it do, you know what I'm saying? Much love to you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And we got new people logging in. So, shout out to Talk Show people. Y'all just be knowing that this is where this is gonna be the new place to hang out at. And I might even, I ain't gonna move the shows over here because they don't have the switchboard radio format. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing that the Blog Talk Radio is killing the motherfucker on right now. But other than that, kicking ass, you know what I'm saying? But no, they ain't got video chat yet. But the interface right now is I'm pretty sure they'll be up open for you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say, but they'll be open for that. Suggestion. There you go. God damn, couldn't get no worse. Damn, man, kill for $5 hit a crack, boy. Damn. Goofy Bone, this is why you made that song, homie.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And that was to the crackhead. Yeah. Damn. Well, I'm telling you, people, boy, that crack is, like Rick James say, cocaine is a hell of a drug. That crack is pure hell. I mean, on everything, on the community, on the environment, on your family. I mean, just every single thing that it touches, man, it destroys. Believe you me, crack people ain't the way to go. Stick with your cocaine. That's how you want to treat your nose, but don't start cooking that shit up and trying to get higher than high can fucking possibly be, because you don't want to fuck with that. That shit there, you don't want to fuck with. Just,
I don't heard somebody that. Say crack is whack.
Yeah, crack is you know.
From someone who was highly experienced in the matter.
Oh. Crack is whack. Crack is definitely whack, man. I mean, man, it's fucked up. Anyways, let me keep this thing on moving. Over there in Washington, dicks on chicks, where the White House cancels Obama trip to temple because of turban. Did anybody hear of this?
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
Right. President Barack Obama recently called off plans to stop at the Sikh or Sikh Golden Temple at Amritsar when he visits India. And the reason reportedly has nothing to do with substantive matters such as the nature of the faith enshrined in the facility, or the state of India's multi-religious mass democracy. The determining factor, apparently, is the dread of White House advisors that photos would spread virally of Obama in an eastern land wearing the head covering required of all visitors to the Golden Temple. Well, so what? Bitch, that's what we got Photoshop for. We want to put his ass in the turban, goddammit. Put his motherfucking ass in the turban. Yeah, I'm simulcasting. We actually talking through TalkShoe.com and we simulcasting through Blog Talk Radio. And that's why y'all getting the clear sound over on TalkShoe versus the sound over on the actual Blog Talk Radio, which to me, it's a clear damn cut difference, you know what I'm saying, in between the two. You can definitely hear the difference. So.
Yeah, you can.
It's like big ups to it, too. Damn. Shouts out to motherfucking whatchamacallit.
BTR better step up their game.
Man, they ain't worrying about that shit, man. I heard so many stories of buying Blog Talk Radio from different hosts that have left and came back. But, you know, some people have more inside scoops on things than others. But, you know, rumor has it that, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker, it done sold this shit and somebody else got it. And now they doing it their way to, you know, make their kind of money off of it, which, you know, hey, in the end, you know, that's what the internet is all about, making money, you know what I'm saying? It just so happens we put our personal feelings and time into doing this type of shit and making our worlds come to truth, you know, and come to light. So, hey, you know, fuck it. They put the format here for us. Now, damn it, I'm showing you other formats, talkshoe.com, you know what I'm saying, just in case shit hits the fan. I'll run virtual DJ through my desktop and then call through goddamn Gmail and call through Gmail through TalkShoe Radio, goddamn it, and then just do the goddamn show over the motherfucking desktop. And I might have to try that a little later on since I just said that. Because show must go on, man. And bitch ain't going to stop me just because they want to fuck their network up. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But anyway, let's go over here to the UK, nuttiest place on the planet, where smell of frying bacon. Yeah, pig's ass. You gotta love that. Offends Muslim neighbors. Right.
Oh, wow. Come on now. They're cooking along can offend
you. Yeah, man. Come on. How you know it was pig? That I don't know. Could have been soy bacon.
Yeah, they don't cook it. They don't eat it.
That could have been turkey bacon. Shit, chicken bacon. Goddamn it. Fuck, you know what the fuck. What fucking bacon is, you know what I'm saying? It's, yeah. So it's like a chicken bacon. Yeah. A hard-working cafe owner has been ordered to tear down an extractor fan because the smell of her frying bacon offends Muslims.
Hell.
Planning bosses against Beverly, some fucked up last name, Aksekek, 49, after being told her next-door neighbor's Muslim friends had felt physically sick due to the foul odor. Counselors at Stockport Council in Great Manchester say the smell from the fan is unacceptable on the grounds of residential amenity. Damn.
Now?
I heard a lot of shit.
Are the Muslims taking over the world or what?
But damn.
Slowly but surely, it sounds like it to me.
Oh, hell. Gays get the same fucking right. If a gay motherfucker said that shit, they'll tell us to do the same shit. Hey, that smoke, I don't know. I don't know any gay jokes to that, but yeah. There you go. They'll fucking get away with it.
It could have been chicken bacon.
Try to tell you. Turkey bacon, you know. I eat turkey bacon. Shit.
There you go.
Over here in the USA, and this fag shit pisses me off. When you seen these commercials where they got President Clinton and Bush all on the same commercial talking about give to Haiti.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But, you know, they keep referring to Clinton as President Clinton.
I know. I noticed that, too.
You feel me? But then they say Obama. They don't call that as President Obama. They say Obama.
I heard you there.
You feel me? Come on, man, with that fag shit. Give that man his props, man. Y'all some... What? America's some hating ass motherfuckers, boy. They don't want to give a bitch they props for man, no reason at all. I mean, kiss my ass, Obama. That's your name, Obama. You ain't never gonna be called President Obama. That's some fucked up shit, though, man.
That is messed up.
Clinton lost nuclear launch card for a couple of months.
What? And why does he still have it?
Yeah. Retired
Army.
He is
Army. Running this country.
I'm telling you. Hint, hint. Who is? You know what I'm saying? Hint, hint. Who is running this country?
Yeah,
retired Army General Hugh Shelton wrote in his memoirs that former President Clinton misplaced the nuclear launch card for a couple months, reportedly not the first time a president has dropped the ball for the nuclear football. At one point during the Clinton administration, the codes were actually missing. That's a big deal, a gargantuan deal. The former Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman wrote in his new book, without hesitation, The Odyssey of an American Warrior. And this is what kills me, too. All these fag motherfuckers keep all these stories and shit instead of going to the headlines and exposing this fag shit so they can come out with a goddamn book later on talking about, oh, this is what really happened. You know what I'm saying? But damn, y'all done let America get fucked up this whole time while y'all keeping secrets from shit that's detrimental to what the fuck is going on. Like he supposed to get cool points for saying that. You don't get no cool points, General. You fucked up. You kept secrets from America, from Americans. You helped fuck over Americans. That's what you just said. Now, people, that's fucked up.
I can't even go there.
Yeah, you better understand where you live at.
You got a couple hours?
Man.
More like a couple days?
Wow, people. Well, if this shit will hurry up, I can goddamn extend it another 30 minutes, but it's not allowing me to do that. So... what I can do about that. I'm going to try to extend it another 30. Go ahead and ride it on that. Ride it out, baby. Ride it out.
Ride that extended? Yeah.
But, as all good things, they don't go as planned. As this is not going as planned. All right, got to beam me up, Scotty. All right, let me see if I can do this here. Just gonna reload. Well, anyways, while it reloads, let's keep it moving. Over here in Belgium. Wow, we haven't been over here in a while. A school teacher who altered parachute gets 30 years. Damn.
Guess what? This 30 years.
30 years. A jealous school teacher who doctored the parachute of a love rival, causing her to plunge to her death, was sentenced to 30 years in prison. In sentencing, Els Klotzman, 26, the judge said the only mitigating circumstance in the skydive murder was her feeble psychological condition. She was sentenced a day after she was found guilty of murdering Els Van Doren by sabotaging her parachute, so neither it nor a safety chute would open. And you got to be an experienced, skydiver to do some shit like that, I thought, though. That wouldn't just be something that a motherfucker could just do. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
You got to kind of know what you're doing when you're going into packs. And believe you me, people, I've packed a parachute before, so it is... it's just not something you just go in and know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You just don't cut strings and know that you're cutting the right string, you know what I'm saying, to make the emergency shoot plus the regular shoot not come out. You know what I'm saying? That takes.
Well, you have to pack your own shoot, too. So when did they have, I mean, what the hell? You know?
Real quick, just to let you know, Goofy Bone of 186 Point Deuce has a show coming up tonight at 12 a.m., the 186 Point Deuce Worldwide Radio Show. And it's coming up. You got probably about a 30-minute break in between this show and that show. I don't know. If I can extend it again, shit. Let's see.
Make it last, baby.
Here we go, people. We're running. Trying to damn get it up.
Come on, baby.
It's the wrong word to use. We're trying to get it up. You know what I'm saying?
No, right. That sounds about right.
Right. Come on, damn it. There we go. Can I get 30 more minutes on the clock there, Vanna?
You sure can, Pat.
Goddamn, Pat, Vanna White. No, she stayed looking young, boy. I ain't seen her nowadays, though.
She still looks good.
She do?
Yeah, she still looks good.
Oh.
She's holding out well.
I don't know what she doing. I don't know what the she doing. She damn sure got her shit going in, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. So shout out to Vanna White. What's up? All right. I've been signed out of that. We got 32 minutes back on the clock. All right, people, check this out. I'm officially leaving the Blog Talk Radio chat room, and I'll be over on TalkShoe. So you want to talk to me? Talk to me on TalkShoe. And there we go. Vanna likes the white. Oh, I didn't think about that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think about that. They did say, you know, protein. Protein.
I'm all in that silence.
Right. Vanna likes the white all over her face. That's what some say. Right. Keep that moving. Girl, to keep that
we
moving.
Ain't talking about whipped cream, baby.
Yeah. Pat, say, Jack, what were you doing before the show with Vanna? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it brings that extra glow, all right.
Over in Detroit, Michigan, the Chevy Volt is a fraud. Yes, people, it is a king fraud. Why would they say that? Government Motors' all-electric car isn't all-electric and doesn't gear near the touted hundreds of miles per gallon. Like shovel-ready jobs, maybe there is no such thing as plug-ready cars either. The Chevy Volt, held by the Obama administration as the electric savior of the auto industry and the planet, makes its debut in showrooms next month, but it's already being rolled out for test drives by journalists. It appears we're all being taken for a ride. Yeah. Now, we have a brother here in Tampa, Florida, that drives a vehicle around that requires no oil, has no motor, and it goes up to 50 miles an hour. And it only runs off of 8 marine batteries and 2 alternators. That is it. No gas, no oil, no maintenance whatsoever, but tires, a axle, and 2 alternators, the belt, a switch, and 8 batteries. The 8 batteries are only required because he likes to go on long trips. Technically, it doesn't require all of those 8 batteries just to run the vehicle. So while America's sitting up here talking all of this old fuck shit people, we got people right here in our own hometowns that have created these inventions. Why they silence these people, you know what I'm saying, because they don't want them to be the American Revolution. You know what I'm saying? They want to, you know, make it look more. They have to put the way the man truck look. You can't market that. Okay, he got a little, you know, ex Toyota truck that he, you know, gutted out. You know what I'm saying? So it really that totally shuts down Toyota and all of their production unless they produce the truck themselves. You see what I'm saying? Because you're using that Toyota frame, but that has nothing to do with Toyota. So, and only way Toyota would, or any car company would be able to benefit from that is to buy the man out and implement his ideals into their vehicles. But how can you do that when people still want AC and all that? Which you can. You can still hook AC up and run them off of those same batteries. But the only thing with AC, you know what I'm saying, that's going to require antifreeze. That's when you're going to need a radiator and all that shit to keep the AC and all that cool and pumping. So that's when you start getting back into a real, you know, vehicle. But the basic technology is there. So they have the basic idea to go further. You know what I'm saying? And improve upon that. They don't want to get a black man his credit. I'm going to say it straight up. They don't want to get a black man's credit. And we have a guest that is going off in the Talk Show chat that says, fuck all y'all, and you are ignoring my ass just like my bitch. Okay. You've been plugged.
Did you fall out of BTR?
Why you say that?
Cause I don't see you in there.
No, I told you I'm not gonna be in that chat. Fuck they chat. Why I'm gonna be in they chat? Oh. I'm not gonna be in a clean talk to chat with no goddamn problems, no hangups, no fucking rebuffering, no none of that dumb shit, and everybody can hear me live. Right now, without a drag to it. You see what I'm saying? It ain't no delay. You hearing everything, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can fucking curse it. You should be able to. Let's see, shit. Let's see, put shit in there. There go. Oh, wait a minute. Shit. Ass. Uh-oh. People, we can curse. Oh, shit. Ass, pussy. There you go. I know Easy Rider's going to love this. body language. I don't think I have body language. Did he give me body language? I don't think he uploaded body language. Goofy Bone did not upload body language. No, he didn't. So I don't have it. Let's see. Straight low. No body language. Nope. Sorry, brother. He didn't give me body language. And, yeah. If he would have gave it to me, it would have been bland. All right. And, no. Sorry about that. Don't need to give any free promo to old Avant there. Right. Anyways, keep this thing moving, man. I would give them an award, but I already knew, you know what I'm saying, the vehicles that y'all be driving around are the same goddamn vehicles, period. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it dumbfounds me when I see people go to a car lot, and the first thing they do is open up the hood. What the fuck is you looking at? Do you know what you're looking at? Do you know what people are telling you? A 9-point V5 valve with a 460 horsepower? Do you understand what all that shit means? People really go and need some car lot etiquette on how to shop for a car. Because it ain't all about what's under that hood, people. You need something that's going to save your ass some motherfucking gas. Just because it's got a big-ass motor underneath, the bigger the motor, the more gas that shit burns. And if you are a person that has a lot of stop lights and signs in your town, you don't want a big car with a big motor. You want something that's a four-cylinder with the least gas burning that you can possibly get. You know, but people go to the car lots and see this big old nice four-door and think, oh, yeah, it's a V6 or it's got a V8 in it. Well, that's a V8 money that's burning up your goddamn pockets. You can get your ass in a four-cylinder. Learn how to shop. Anyways, over in Texas, candidate would move the trailer if elected governor. I thought they all lived in trailers. Oh, my bad, Texas, my bad. Sadie J got a trailer with rims on it, sitting on 30s. He got tinted windows on his trailer. He got one of them limousine V's that be on the back of the limousine. He got that on the top of his trailer. Oh, people, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to go there. Didn't mean to go there. Oh, yeah.
Life
oh, damn, game. My bad. Oh, my bad. I forgot Jamie is from Texas. Oh,
yeah,
he
said trailer with spinners. I won't use the other word.
More than neck spinners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie got he got spurs on his tires.
That's a good one. You got him there now.
Ah, man, we don't ride spinners, we ride spurs.
That's Texas for you. You might have to catch that one.
Oh, man, I will never be able to go to Texas now to this, people. You're fucking banned. You're fucking banned.
You left them speechless.
Oh, man.
I don't
most political candidates promise to start a new program or a policy on their first day in office. But Bill White... No, not any other color. Bill White has different plans if elected Texas governor. The Democrat says his first bold move would be into a mobile home. And another jab at Republican Governor Rick Perry, who is costing taxpayers $10,000 a month by renting a mansion outside Austin. White vowed to move into a trailer home if elected. The millionaire businessman and former Houston mayor currently lives in a 4,122 square foot home appraised at $2.1 million. Now, let me tell y'all something, people. If y'all believe this motherfucker's going to give up a $2.1 million goddamn home for a run-of-the-mill mansion, trailer park home, mobile home. Shit, you gotta be smoking crack. I guarantee you that'd be the biggest goddamn mobile home you ever seen in your motherfucking life. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't believe that bullshit. Shit. Anyways, keep this moving. Because that's crazy. Over in New York, somebody probably heard this. NPR fires Juan Williams over Muslim comment. I thought I even talked about that. NPR News has terminated the contract of longtime news analyst Juan Williams after remarks he made on the Fox News channel about Muslims, which you should, you dumbass. Well, look here. Now, and I say that because he's black. you see in Fox News, they done talked about Obama, talking about his baby mama and all this, but it's been white people been saying that. So they get more leeway than black people talking about black people. You know what I'm saying? It's like black on black crime. You're going to get burned. They can do that. You can't. They got job security. You ain't. Sorry. It's just the way of the fucked up world right now that we live in. When shit changes, then come back and talk about the Muslims on national motherfucking TV. Other than that, keep your goddamn remarks to your motherfucking self. That's unprofessional any fucking way, no matter what network says it, unless it's on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Sorry, didn't mean to throw that in there. Anyways, Williams responded, "Look, Bill, I'm not a bigot. You know the kind of books I've written about the civil rights movement in this country. But when I get on the plane, I got to tell you, if I see people who are in Muslim garb and I think, you know, they're identifying themselves first and foremost as Muslims, I get worried. I get nervous." Williams also warned O'Reilly against blaming all Muslims for extremists, saying Christians shouldn't be blamed for Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. Which is damn right. Or all them other motherfuckers who done killed everybody in the Waco, Texas, and all this other kind of shit in the name of Christianity. But nobody says nothing about Christianity, though. And all the mass suicides, mass murders, the people that kill in the name of Christianity, murder in the name of Christianity, they don't murder. They ain't murdering the name of you know, saying they Islam. Which is you know what I'm saying, what Muslims practice. That's their religion, is Islam. Not Muslim, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. Fuck it. I don't like to get into all that shit anyway, because I ain't none of that. There's a human being dodging y'all crazy motherfuckers who want to be caught up in self-identification and shit. I want to be somebody. Tell me who I am. Fuck that. Let's go over the line, people. Where rich people have hormone linked to longer life. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Well, shit. You better get rich to find out.
I guess so.
Yeah. A hormone found predominantly in wealthy people was linked to a longer life, according to British research. Yeah. Scientists from University College London studied thousands of over 50s for the English longitudinal study of aging and found that wealthier participants had higher levels of the life-lengthening hormone, DHEAS. The natural steroid hormone is produced by the adrenal glands, sex organs, and brain, and its production has been linked regular exercise, a good diet, and companionship. Which I guess being rich, you know what I'm saying, you
like
would have all the
rest. I'm worried about money.
And
wonder
put
where
it,
your next dollar went.
30 minutes. I just uploaded and put 30 minutes on the clock. Went on a goofy ball. All right. How the hell you put 30 minutes on my clock? I already extended my shit. But I'll still check for the song. Let's see, people. Alright. We're supposed to have a new song by Mr. Goofy Bone there. Okay, what the fuck happened? Oh. Let's see here. Where did it at? Oh, there you go. Body Lango. Alright, you're loaded, brother. We got you. Damn, you don't even been no awards. I ain't gave out no awards this whole day.
I was going to back it up for a minute and play Have a Silent Moment for a Parachute Lady.
Wow. For the parachute lady.
Mm-hmm. The one that died.
Didn't I get one
of? Okay. Nope.
Would you, Who I gave it to then? Somebody got one already.
Yeah,
that was for
somebody
the family.
Somebody got one, but not
for
the lady.
That was alligator people. Yeah, that was alligator people.
That was the guy who got hit by the machete.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, alligator.
Parachute lady didn't get one.
Not a bad parachute lady. Here you go.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
But because there wasn't that many people. Sorry. I had to cut her shit short. You know what I'm saying? We got all that time, goddammit. We got more news.
That's what somebody else did. They cut her shit short.
Oh, oops.
You didn't make it.
That's fucked up. What the hell is that? Oh, that's Talk Show. I'm like, what the fuck is that popping up? Tiny chat and shit. Alright, people, I got you two more and then we're getting out of here and getting into some music before we blast off over into 186 Deuce Land. Coming up in 1 hour. You have approximately 1 hour. Run out and get your marijuana or whatever it takes to get you to that level. And yeah. Over here in Pennsylvania, shouts out to Easy Rider, MrBid66.com himself. Fire God mascot sets fire to float. What? A Pennsylvania college student who portrays his school's fire god mascot is accused of setting a broken down homecoming parade float ablaze. Investigators said James Schaefer, 20, was dressed in the costume of Vulcan, the mythical god of fire, for the California University of Pennsylvania homecoming parade, and he set fire to a float that had broken down in the street once the parade was over. Oh, man. Yeah, we do get the first award there. Jeez, shit.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, that was pretty lame.
Yeah.
He didn't do it that bad. Goddamn porn, what is going on with y'all? Reset porn, huh?
Trying to get it on, baby.
Damn. And let's see, what's funny? I'm going to give you some headlines. We're going to them. In the UK, valet parking service rented my car to a foreign tourist. That don't sound that interesting. Fort Walton Beach, Florida. I was held hostage and forced to smoke crack. Right.
Wow.
I'll buy that for a dollar. But before I do, let me play my theme song. Okay.
Yeah.
My life done been better since I done been on crack. I was held hostage and forced to smoke crack. A 45-year-old disabled man with burn blisters on his mouth and hands was charged with DUI. The man was detained by a Fort Walton Beach police officer after a hit-and-run accident. The officer said that the man appeared to be intoxicated at the scene. When I made contact with him, I observed a burn blister on his mouth and on his hands. He stated he was forced to smoke crack cocaine and held hostage at his apartment. On that note, that is going to do the Nutty News of the Day. And brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Follow your wild and weird and crazy out of this world goddamn articles, man. And like I said, people, don't believe the headlines. You know what I'm saying? Because the head is lying. Man. Hear what she say.
Hey, that man.
Don't do a crack for that. Good Lord. See, that's two crack situations. That ain't damn one of the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, have a happy goddamn end. Man. All right, let's get into this group of bone people right here. You know what I'm saying? WDGE Radio Star System Spelling Prize, Miss Heavenly Angel is in the building. Shouts out to Life After Dust Live, Mr. Teddy Baby Powder, Press J, Mr. Goofy Bone, representing San Jose, California, and Mr. Haney Garcia, representing Texas. Dallas. He's up in Dallas, Fort Worth, one of them. He up in Texas, people. Y'all check him out. This is new music from Goofy Bone called Body Language.
This is a 186.2
or Body Language. Body Language, Mr. Goofy Bone. And with 5 minutes left, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and just, first of all, beam Mrs. Heavenly Angel in. Now, I want to thank you, you know what I'm saying, for all you do, Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, keeping brother on his toes around his mofo, you know what I'm saying? And,
thanks. Thank you for being you, man.
Hey, you know, we got to be what we got to be. You know what I'm saying? Without me, there is no you. And without you, there is no me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Next song was out to you. And I will see you on the flip side. We'll be back down here tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come back and check us out. This whole week, we're going to do the nightly shows. You know what I'm saying? Start at 9 o'clock. So you ain't got to be like, oh, well, 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to dedicate the daytime to, I'm up at 10 o'clock in the morning, people. I'm out on the, oh, out on my hustle at 10 in the morning. So, you know, I get in about 7 o'clock. And I'll be doing the shows about 9. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. All right?
I'll be there. Can I give a little shout-out for a minute?
Let's run it.
Oh, I just really want to give an apology to my love for being so grumpy today. Sorry, baby. That's it.
All righty then.
I was in a lot of pain today, you know?
Oh, God.
I was pretty grumpy.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. We all got our times, you know what I'm saying? We all get our ups and our downs. But as long as we all come together, you know what I'm saying? We all have some good-ass turnarounds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know much I mean? Love. Much
you know
love.
Know that. All my special friends out there that's riding out Wrecking the Game Radio, appreciate you, people. You know what I'm saying? Without me, goddamn it, there's no none of this radio station shit. So, and without y'all, hell, there ain't no sense of having a radio station shit. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck.
He's playing my song.
Oh, yeah. Shelly K, people, we was out in the building, special friends. Tune in, Worldwide Radio, coming up in 1 hour, man. I will be on the show live. Y'all can check it out. Hanging out late night, Mr. Goofy and Bo. Hey.
So free, I will always stand by your side through bad or good times. I'll always say you're a friend of mine. I want you to know your friend. Show me that you care. My dad.
You never ever leave me sad. You do it over and over again, and I consider you my very special friend.
So give me your assistance.
So baby, I'ma set you up.
Like a shunted, fight like Trina, swagger like Nikki. Got the girls envying, quick, call Miss Piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her cover toe, and she let me have her screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a swisher, it's J Mel the Huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm the judge, and everybody can't be with her, so I do it to see who is for my love. Like a sex tape, baby girl, I can't wait. Like a kid on Christmas Day, the emotions that I'm feeling got me want you like an inmate. Checkmate, baby girl, you safe like a coke bottle.
Put it in your end zone. Smoking like some endo, so I rolled up on the light, shot it with a hit phone. The girl, they call me Casper, and baby, can we get ghosts? I'm talking about pulling off faster than an Enzo. And baby girl, we going to move back to my crib. And baby, I'ma set you up, and you be screaming, oh yeah. But first, drop your top, and let me work your wings out. Cause baby, I'm a beast when I'm in those walls. Let me purr that kiss and I got what you need. Give me your call.
7 to 7,
Ryan Kendrick, yeah.
Can beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated, never deceive it. If she say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it, never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same, I won't change like the time zone. All back to my home, baby, we can get it on. Like the Marvin Gaye song, I like to see you in a thong. Miss Coke bottle, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low, like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie, let's just leave it at that. I'm feeling on them, I keep them at home.
I'm deep in them.
Three more girls, line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you, I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
soul. I gotta have it, have it.
To the fiends, I'm the king up in this jungle. Crack fiends don't have brains, they're worse than animals. Walking the streets on a late, late night, collecting cans for recyclers so they could get high. To see the price and the light is all you need to send you to an outer space that you never dreamed. To some of my customers, this the way of life, lighting the end and inhaling from their favorite pipe. Sit back on the streets with nowhere to go. Real life zombies looking for that blow. Women sucking for spit, men attacking like blitz, risking their lives just for that little hit. Unstoppable minded, only out for one thing. People like this just show no shame. As your body shrunk up and your face is fucked up, you're looking in the mirror asking yourself, what's up?
Why you do this?
I lost my mama.
Why you do this?
I lost my baby.
Why you do this?
Whatever you do in your life,
why you do this?
Don't fool around with regret.
Why you do this?
You won't have a life anymore.
Why you do this?
It's a habit every day of the week. They some fiends in the streets, they don't even sleep. Just getting head on the side just for another blow. They don't get accused of life, that's just the way it goes. They're up every second that this earth can have. They think they're doing good till they get the bad back. The drug dealer don't give a shit, it's a fact. He gotta make his money any way he can. It's a fuck situation when they could've went the other way. Now they live their lives getting high in the alleyway, wishing that they rot in hell when they leave this earth. Don't know why they do it, it's a goddamn curse. They say what you do, it ain't a person going back. That's why you best believe I said no to crack. Cause it's a rich man's eye and a poor man's dream. Keep fucking with that crack, you'll be 6 feet deep.
My request, you make my day, made me sing in the same way. la 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 la. Hey. La 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 la. Now I'm sitting here at work, baby, daydreaming. Get off my mind. What we did late last night and this morning too. Ooh, 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 baby. But I have one more request. Just one more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Can we get off work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you. And if you meet my request, you make my day, maybe. La la la, la 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 la. Hey baby, you make me think. La 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 la. Hey hey, you mean so much to me, and I need more of you, baby. Hey yeah, and the talk.
choices. I'm doing life in my strength. If the fire won't stop me, what the hell can you bring? I don't know if I'll try and run for my life, or if I'll run into sin. If I'll run into sin,
God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
I'm sure I should, like, start the track off and say something really cool. Like, yeah. You know how rappers always start their song off like, yeah, I can't even do that. Thank you. I take a look at where I'm at, where I'm at. Close my eyes, I see space, go there and back. Unknown, friends saying come home, but I'd rather be a king sitting on the sun's throne. Think about it, they all say I'm hot, but if all of this stops, will I at all be on top? Should I even be afraid of rejection? Calling my cousin and she gave me direction. But was I made to accept it? Through the apocalypse, I'm the major exception. But I'm human, getting pissed at the little things. Frozen solid in my rain, winter breeze. I'm sorry, I'd rather make sense, but I want you to feel me. I don't have to make sense. Emotions conveyed through the sound of my voice. Make it now from a choice. I act on the act of finding a track to rap on. Don't even bother asking, I'm mad gone.
When I'm on the road trying to do these shows, that's the way I eat, that's the life I chose. I know you get mad, but I be back home. Me and you, baby, got it going on. It's been 6 years and we moving strong. We gotta hold on to what we own. If you feeling kinda lonely, kiss me through the phone. It's gotta be love, cause I tatted it on. Since day one, I've been here. We got God in our life, baby, had no fear. When you ain't with me, better represent. You've been with me through the struggle, now we doing it big. I love 100. I give it to you real, and that's the way that you want it. Cause I love you, girl.
Write a million songs.
on Church of Christ.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church of Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You got the wrong churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, this is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all will start like at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Ma'am, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord.
From this drought that I've been through, squeezing sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeezing sour citrus has lost its sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Squeezing sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeezing sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. And tasty. Now I've got my hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeezing sour citrus, serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory that chokes on you. Squeezing sour
was the trust? Sweet and how was the trust?
Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smellabrella.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smellabrella.
Captain Smells So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Dear General,
No girls for notice enough for them, you know. I get crazy in time them see a man, you know. And them get hot in time them see a man. And one thing me I tell you, sir, brag upon them, man. Bust upon them. Watch ya. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You know, stop mad, your matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You know, stop mad, your matey, all direction. Matey, mad again. New brand dress, I kill them. Matey, mad again. Brand new shoes, they match them. Matey, mad again. New hairstyles, they test them. Matey, mad again. Can't give you no problem. Your mate, I try test, but your mate already. Because your mate, no, she borrow from somebody. Are you your man want and for your matey? I run down your man like she not easy. But for your man I use him, I use your matey. You are the woman a house, so you're ever ready. Ya wash and you a cook and keep the place tidy. So right now you can show up on your matey. 24, 1, 7, take too long. In a stock mad your matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. In a stock mad your matey, all direction. Come matey's a girl where him can go a dance. When him a rub and when him a tangle on. But you as the wife, him carry out a club. Lord my God, a man him kill you with love. Everything where you want, him have to forgive. And you know for your matey a check negative. She say, leave your man cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her, cause everything him a give. Matey mad again, new brand shoes a kill. Them matey mad again, new hairstyles they match. Them matey mad again, brand new frock a kill. Them matey mad again, new brand dress they match. Them him buy you a house pan a nice piece of land. The cure your matey go on a cure out she program. She not get nothing. She's like a bag of ban. I wish she just a do, she just a run down your man. Are you your man love and no want another one? Him give you a son and a daughter, you no man. That simple mean you are the loving woman. A little later, him put the ring for your hand. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You know, stop by your matey all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You know, stop by your matey all direction. A serious thing, fi take a girl, man. Got them the type of living is outer. And every poor have a stick out a bush now, man. So why the girl that can't go look a next man? Every time them get up a fool run of people, man. But tell your mate, say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. The coffee your mate come in like a rang bang. 24, 1, 7, take too long. In a stock man, your matey all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. In a stock man, your matey all direct. Matey mad again, brand new shoes and kill them. Matey new brand new styles to match them. Matey mad again, brand new dress and kill them. Every outfit you wear, there be no problem. I see queens you wear and them not have it, my friend. The most dear things you wear, them can't buy them. Your man a name brand, you wear the name brand them. And that's why men know you a give them problem. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You know, stop mad, your matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You know, stop mad, your matey, all direction.
Freaky Zeke. Yeah,
can't live with them, can't live without them. Yeah, one time for the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Or just a little bit? Look here.
Can't live with them, can't live with them, can't live with them.
Damn, still can't live without
them. Can't live with them, can't live with them, can't live with them.
Damn, still can't live without them.
Can't live with, can't live with, I can't live with.
Damn, still can't live without.
I can't live with, I can't live with, can't live with.
Damn, still can't live without.
Can't live with 'em, damn, still can't live without. And I can vouch for it, player, I can't even doubt. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I got love for y'all. I keep a gangster bitch, a bitch that like to drink Paul. Smoke weed, big cones in the fucking bucket. Smoke out a number dozen, out of two motherfuckers. Black and mild, smoking ass fire, and if she like what you see, yeah, she a grab your beer. So if you got a girl, you better leave her ass at home. You dress right, game tight, she give you dome. The next day, straight up, I like she don't know your ass. She on
a money mission now. Play a clear path. You ain't got nothing to fear, nigga, anyway. And that's the reason why she cut you on the first date. She care nothing about your car or your cheap chain. She gave you brain, you gave her brain. Now that's the mind frame. You smoke the breath, you smoke the blood. This is from damn way. Shorty don't owe you shit. Love it when you call a bitch. She just stilettos in a jazzy ass outfit. How done, now done, looking so good. Well, that's your baby mama, shorty, keep it so good. It don't matter about the size, player, big or small. Long as she keep it gangsta about that paper, she my dog. Long as she keep it gangsta about that paper, she my dog. And if you hear a woman do, don't fuck with y'all. Just say your ass in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hear a woman, bitch, I don't fuck with y'all. You're the soft nigga, you need to be, don't call. Can't live good, I can't live good. Can't live good,
damn, so can't live with dollars.
Oh, you broke, mommy, you need to hit the fucking club. Hey, shake that ass for a minute, I bet you get some bucks. See me and my niggas in Florida, we love to throw them down. Trickin' ass niggas, I throw the whole fucking wall. We care nothing about your bitch, all your slutty pads. Only thing we care about is the way you move and bounce that ass. Oh, you still broke, you what I call a slick hoe. Hey, security, please show her ass to the floor. You see, I seen it in wedges all over transcript. The way you get it, get with your dog and dip. The way these niggas are sick, you get with your dog and flip. And it's fucked up, but that's just the way the game goes. Throw up a deuce, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. Chill with your boo, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. I'm concentrating on living good, staying out the fear. Gotta keep a gangsta bitch, a bitch that like to get free. Can't live good, I can't live good. Can't live good,
damn, so can't live with dollars.
Can't live good,
to the point of no return. no husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the shop by the boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. Flirting with the mailman, girl, he not delivering. I put the ice in my mouth and have your kitty shivering. Pleasing you in every way, whatever you considering. As far as a man, he don't like to hold hands. I hold up both of them while we working on our tan. Carry you on my back while we walking through the sand. She said he never listened. I let her talk for hours. Now I got a tipsy making love in the shower. First I'm on top, then we switching up the angle. I hit it from the back while I'm gripping on your ankles. Her man see the halo, she far from my angel. This is her favorite song, can't wait for the jingle. I get the sex for free, I don't have to break bread. I made a sweet skeet, now it's running down her leg. Every time the song play, her boyfriend get uncomfortable. Don't worry, when I'm done, she gon' come home to you. Cause I'm
your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'll never meet ya. Since you found that you can keep her, she still won't sneak to see me cause I go keep her. Don't get upset cause she living with you. She just come through when she wants something new. She blow me up a lot cause you be messing up a lot. You cooked the other day but didn't put away the pot. Then shorty got hot and came straight to my spot. If you only knew, I stay right around the block. She hold me real tight, putting scratches on my back. Cause ever since I hit her bookie, got a little fat. Keep pushing, my flow is like I'm in the limelight. Ashwood and HD, boy, get your mind right. She got me locked in, name say Cameron. Go through a phone, you won't pay attention to Cameron. Give you a little game, now tighten up. You think she don't smoke, we bout to go chill. She lighten up, cause I'm her
your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy.
Y'all was wondering what was going on. We is officially into the VIP after hour. And right here on Record Again Radio, hanging out with DJ Smell So Good and Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Florida all the way to Washington and everywhere in between and out between. You know what I'm saying? We holding it down on the late night tip, man. So if y'all riding out with us live or via the archives, you know what I'm saying? It's much love to you. And this is what we do up in here. You know what I'm saying? We're hanging out, chilling. And just relaxing and relaxing. Heavenly Angel, you still hanging in there, girl?
I'm still hanging in here, man. You know that.
Y'all hear? She's sounding a little drowsy, but we still holding on.
Hanging in there.
Got a couple more songs till we get into the worldwide radio, the official Goofy Bone Hour, and I will be leaving for a brief moment to go out and get me another bill. You know what I'm saying? I got to.
Make it last forever.
Make sure I can stay up for the whole show, you know, and then crash and burn, crash and burn. So it was all good. And we're going to get into a couple of more cuts and just want to take a brief interjection and let y'all know what's up. Shouts out to everybody on TalkShoe.com. We are simulcasting via BlogTalkRadio.com, doing these things real big for the 2010. Regular Game Radio is checking in.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all catch me like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, I put it down. And when he doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blowing.
I try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture and music I'm I'm an artist, so picture an upbringing, cold and fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel, a lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now? A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to. The day that I'm not, I am just another side.
Now if they would've asked, and I would tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and it falls so true. I need you, I please you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict, see the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I